Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Let's thank our sponsors, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, and Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Melissa Miller joining me in the studio. Todd Corey, too, USB General Manager. We're going to talk to them in just a moment. First, we want to say good morning to Rodney Wan with the Health Department. Rodney, I hadn't forgot you for next Wednesday's senior fair coming up at the Community Life Center. What are you guys going to be offering?
So, as we always do in partnering with WILO, we're going to be out there doing our seasonal flu shots and pneumococcal shots, as we had always offered to the community. So we wanted to remind folks we'll be out there and that it's important for them to think about getting those shots. So,
and, of course, that's all free of charge?
Well, yes. Either they can either get, if they have medical insurance, we'll process that. And if not, we have vaccines available for those that do not have insurance, too. So,
and we were talking amongst each other here off the air. Are you guys going to bring any COVID shots, or do we need to do that, or vaccinations?
I don't think they're going to, simply because of the complication of having to process that as well as the flu and pneumonia. But we are still doing COVID vaccines. The demand for it has fallen off to where we're doing them about once a month now on Wednesdays. And as a matter of fact, the next one will be October the 26th. So
very good.
And we still have multiple versions of the COVID available, including we have received some of the new bivalent as well.
All right. Well, I guess you guys have a lot to get ready for and get everything packed up, and we do too. So we'll see you next Wednesday then.
We will see you on Wednesday, and thanks for the opportunity. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. Todd Corey joining us here in the studio. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
Good.
Let's talk a little bit about USB. We have Ken going to the meetings every couple weeks. You guys got a lot going on, as you usually do. Where would you like to start? I'm excited about the interstate myself.
Basically, what's new in the neighborhood?
There's really not too much that's new. Some of our construction starting to come to the end, finally. Mm-hmm. Our last piece of the puzzle for our wastewater plant is on a truck and being delivered, hopefully still yet today or tomorrow, and we can put that behind us. It's been a long three-year process on that, but the part that we're looking, well, it's a variable frequency drive that we've been waiting 97 weeks for, and we do have confirmation that it's on a truck and it's on its way here, so that's a good thing.
That's very good. 97 week wait. I can't even do that math in my head, but that's over a year.
It's almost two. You figure 104 weeks would be 2 years.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what we've been waiting on.
All right. And that's not like, that's a pretty important piece, right? That's
yes.
not like a bolt or a nut you're waiting on or something.
No, it's something that's, it's probably about as big as that wall back there behind you, Kevin. And we've been waiting on it, and it's on its way. So, and then at our water plant, we're still waiting on some parts and pieces to button that project up. It was supposed to be done in July or August, and the parts delays just have put us back behind schedule. We're hoping now that we're going to be done November, December. So it's about a six-month delay out there as well.
That'd be great to have both of those done by the end of the year.
Yes, and just put it behind us, and then we can move forward. And our next big thing in electric is the substation at the west side. It's being rebuilt. Ran into some delays there, of course. It's just the nature of the beast nowadays. Mm-hmm. But things are coming along, and we're hoping the next big piece is called switchgear is going to be put in place. I think it's October 11th it's going to be delivered. And with all that work being done and everything, then we're looking to have that sub back up online in early November.
Very good. The switch gear, does that literally do what it sounds like? It kind of switches areas?
It's like circuit breakers and stuff. And then there's, I believe this one has eight breakers in it. and there's different loads for different things, kind of like Frito-Lay is pretty much on its own circuit because they're so big. And then there's eight others that we can do switching back and forth and everything. And what that's where, like, if you see your lights blink, if something happens, somebody, a storm comes through, somebody hits a pole, an accident, and your lights will blink three times. After the third time, they'll go out if it's bad enough, and that's what shuts the circuit down. And that's what's all in one big house, or it's not a house, but a big shed, pole barn, whatever you want to call it.
Covered.
Yes.
So what about out at the interstate? We've had a lot of buzz the last couple of days about the big water tower that went up out there. And they'll be painting that pretty soon, I guess.
They're hoping to get it painted this year. That's what the contract says. And if the weather can hold out, which, you know, if it, they have to have a certain temperature to put this paint on. So the way the weather's going right now, as of today, and the way that looks, it's going to be a struggle for them. But the tower is put up. It looks pretty nice. It's a large tower, but it's smaller than our other towers that we have, but it's still a pretty good size. And so we're excited about that.
I wonder how it compared to the size of the other ones. I think I read where that's 500,000 gallons or
something. We have a 750,000 gallon tank, and we have 2 1-million gallon tanks. Jefferson and the west side are 1 million. The one on the east side over towards the electric or over towards Milky Way is 750,000.
How long would it take them to paint that in ideal situations?
It's not a couple day job. I'm going to have to base that off of the experience we had with the West Tower because they still will have to sandblast it, prime it, paint it. It's a good 4 to 6 week project, probably.
And that's if everything works smooth.
Yes.
So after we get that painted, we get past 2023 or get into 2023, what can we start expecting to see out there from what you know, Todd? I know we've talked to Clinton County commissioners, and we're talking roundabouts, and we're talking the Good Oil family totally redoing that whole corner they have out there and everything.
Well, it'll be nice because the more development, then obviously it's more revenue and stuff comes in for the utilities.
Tax roll, yeah.
And for us, the work's pretty much all done. Once the tower, well, we don't have anything in the tower. It's obviously contracted out there, but we'll still have maintenance to do on that thing. And with the, hopefully there's some new development that comes in out there on the other side, out towards the NHK side as well. And we're just hoping that it does. We're prepared because the county's done a super job in putting the infrastructure in. We have had no issues with it whatsoever. So we're just excited and keeping our fingers crossed that more development comes in besides what's already going.
That's what I was going to ask you about is if we do, well, not if, let's be optimistic and say when the development happens, are we totally set up for whatever would be coming east toward Frankfort proper?
Yes, at this point in time we are. I mean, there would be some limitations, but it wouldn't be, it would have to be either a bunch of facilities all at one time or one giant facility to put any
strain
on the utilities. But it was done, it was designed out properly, and we're in pretty good shape to handle 1 million or more gallons of water and wastewater a day from that area.
It's cool to think about what it's going to look like even 5 to 8 years from now, you know, when you get off the interstate and start coming toward Frankfort. And I think about small towns, and then you have the development between them. You don't know where one starts and the other one stops.
Yeah, kind of like Boone County right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something else down there. But it would be nice to see in our lifetime, but I don't know if it would get that big that quick. But some development out there would be very beneficial because really right now there's not enough flow to really keep pushing. With what's out there, and we would like to see a stronger flow of water and wastewater both, but it'll happen.
Get a little momentum, it'll help. So what are we looking, is there anything you're looking forward to in 2023, Todd? Any big projects coming up? I mean, you guys have got a lot of projects done or close to being done here.
Well, we're going to start a fourth substation here in the very near future. So that one will be going as well. And, you know, with the construction going on 28, we're done there. It's just been a hustle bustle year this year. Everywhere we've looked with things going on, it would be nice to have just a little break to catch our breath. But the way things are happening right now, I don't foresee that happening. As long as we can avoid any major disasters, any big storms, stuff like that, and hopefully this winter is nice to us, and if we do get cold weather, we get snow and not ice.
Are you seeing any kind of a light at the end of the tunnel on some of your supplies? I mean transformers are still way out there. What is any of that starting to improve for you at all?
Not at all. Not at all.
I ask him that usually every other month.
I know.
No, not at all, because now parts for, you know, the pipe that we use for water, the valves that we use for water, things like that are getting actually worse than they are getting better at this point in time. The electric with the transformers, you just place them on order, keep your fingers crossed that they can hold the lead times that they're talking about.
Yeah,
we have a good stock right now in case something does go wrong that we're covered on. On the wastewater and sewer maintenance side, same issue as the water. The pipe is just starting to get hard to come by and hard to get, and lead times are going out there. And fortunately, we do keep a small stock of that material in place in case of an emergency. But the ductile, what we really like to use on water is ductile iron and stay away from the PVC, which they're comparable, and you can get by with both. But ductile iron is next to impossible to track down right now.
There you go, Melissa.
I kind of figured that was going to be the answer, but I thought, you know, we had that little glimmer of hope with the you know, your other parts coming in finally for the wastewater and everything. So I thought, maybe.
You know. Well, I like your optimism.
Yeah. Me too. Me too.
Well, Todd, thanks for coming in as always, and I appreciate you being a friend of Wilo here.
Okay, thank you for having me.
We'll take a break. We've got Anita Stewart and Chris Ward coming up next with United Way on Wilo's Party Line.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again.
Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged?
Your wedding day?
A favorite anniversary? Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP-compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free for All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Let's thank our sponsors: Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Levin's Insurance, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Red Caps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, and again, a full boat this morning. Melissa Miller joining me. And here in the studio, we've also got Chris Ward and Anita Stewart. Anita's with the United Way, of course, and Anita has brought Chris this morning to talk about some peer recovery groups. We want to talk about that in a moment, but first off, Anita, we want to welcome you again for coming back, and I think the Pay Setters campaign has gone pretty well. I know we had fun with it here at Casper Media, and this morning we wanted to kind of refresh people's memories on some of the new agencies as you guys are adding, gosh, all these entities. It seems like every year you're adding some additional ones.
Yep. We do have a few extra this year. Mm-hmm. The first one I want to talk about is Highland Heights Farm. It's out on 39, and what they do is they grow fresh vegetables, and they actually donate it to non-for-profits like our Salvation Army. They donate it to our food banks here in Clinton County, so we really appreciate them.
Very
good. So people can have fresh vegetables even during the winter, so that's mm-hmm. a great program. The other one that we have is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, and I think most people are pretty familiar with that, but we're partnering with the library, so they're able to help children all through the county. I know they had most of the, like, Frankfort schools signed up for the little kids, but now they're able to do all the schools and any of the kids in the community from ages 0 to 5 who'd like to sign up to get a free book through the Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
How great is that, that it could be come up with somewhere in another state, and we can participate right here in Frankfort?
Yeah, it's a pretty good program.
I love Dolly anyway. She does so many good things.
Are you going to sing any of her songs, Kevin?
No, I'm not going to sing Dolly's songs.
Thank goodness. All right. Actually,
and it's a program that she's had for several years. But I mean, my Jacob's 13, and he was a part of that. And now Kenzie, she's 9 months, almost 9 months old, and we're getting books for her now.
That's awesome. So we'll be able to participate in that here locally. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and then the other new one is through the Learning Network. It is an ESL driver's ed class. So we have several people of a Hispanic background who cannot pass the driver's test because it's not in Spanish for them. Mm-hmm. So they're actually going through a class. They're helping them to understand what's required. And then they also get an hour of driving time to help them if they need to take the driver's test. So we're really excited to help that. That way people get pulled over and they don't have their driver's license, and them having to go to jail, they'll go through this program. They don't have any other offenses or anything. And so I think it's easier to help somebody out than to throw them in jail for something like that.
Yep.
So we're excited. I know they just started that program back up, so very excited about that. And then the last one we have is Healthy Communities has a peer recovery group, and United Way totally supports them, and they have been very active with United Way with their volunteerism. So I do have Chris Ward here, and I'd like for Chris to tell you a little bit about the peer recovery group.
Morning, Chris. Thanks for coming in, man.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Tell us about the peer recovery group.
Absolutely. So as Miss Anita said, I'm a peer recovery coach with Healthy Communities of Clinton County. I work alongside Nikki Dale, who is also a recovery coach, and Carly Smith, who is a new recovery coach. So we have a couple more in the pipeline who are getting certified. So help is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we take referrals. We take walk-in referrals, but we also take referrals from Clinton County Community Corrections, from Clinton County Probation and Parole, mm-hmm. and then recently local high schools as well for people who are students who have been caught with substances. So
that's what I was going to ask. What is the recovery from? Does it encompass a lot of things?
Yeah, just addiction. Individuals engaged in addiction having to do a substance use disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It includes alcohol? Or
it does.
Okay.
It absolutely does.
I love just about everything I hear coming out of healthy communities. I mean, there's so many awesome things in our community just having that, because not every county has it.
It's exciting. We have people from other counties often attend our programming and think, man,
we wish we had that.
Yeah, we wish we had something like that. So
we're very fortunate to have Laura Archibald, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
If somebody wanted to get involved, or if they may need some peer recovery help or want to be part of this group, what would be the best way to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can just they could walk in to Healthy Communities and ask for PRC or the Peer Recovery Coach Program. They can call our office and ask to speak with the recovery coach as well. And just like I said, that's on a walk-in basis. If they're on community corrections, probation, parole, or something like that, they'd probably get a mandatory referral to our program anyways. But mm-hmm. Word of mouth, a lot of people's been walking in now.
And that's exciting. That's pretty powerful.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, wow. Well, I see you everywhere. I don't know. We've met a couple times, but I think I've seen you at the Boys and Girls Club some over there and everything. So thanks for everything you're doing for the community, Chris.
Kevin, they do a really cool recovery nights, and I just wonder if Chris could share a little bit about their recovery nights with families.
Yeah, tell us about that, Chris.
Absolutely. So we're super fortunate to have an organization like United Way provide the funding necessary to have these events, these recovering together family nights. We've been having them since February now. We've had about 500 people so far come through. They're exploding. Our next one is a fall festival on October 3rd. We'll have inflatables, we'll have pumpkin decorations and s'mores, chili, and all that good stuff. We always send the individuals who come and participate home with a craft some type of activity to continue building those positive memories at home. But we are extremely fortunate to have the support of United Way for Clinton County behind us, and they provide volunteerism opportunities for our folks within our recovery program. And although working a mobile food pantry sounds so small, it oftentimes is the catalyst needed to spark something inside my clients. I don't know. It's
sometimes you just need some food that helps your brain think, and you may have a great. You're right. A spark is sometimes all it takes.
I think their first time that they experience, the emotion associated with giving back. I think that it oftentimes becomes their new addiction, and it's super exciting. So.
Yeah, that's a good feeling, isn't it? Yeah, that's a good high
for sure.
Well, Anita, thank you for bringing Chris, and thanks for all you're doing too. I guess we're gonna probably talk to you over the next month or so as we are highlighting United Way here.
Do you mind if I say
a couple more things? Absolutely.
I know I'm taking up too much time.
No.
Sorry, Kevin.
Nope. I'm a big fan of you guys.
So. I know. I really appreciate that. I do want to say last night we had a fundraiser out of Angry Donkey, and mm-hmm. they were donating a certain percentage of their
sales.
Gains. Yeah, sales last night. So our next event is actually next week. And it is on Wednesday, September the 28th at Arnie's. So they'll do carry out if you want to sit down. But there is like a coupon that we have on our Facebook page. So you do have to show that coupon.
Okay.
So if you would like to do that, we're happy to pass them out to you. We'll bring them to you. We'll put it on Facebook. You just have to show it. So if you would like to help support us and you need to eat anyway, feed your family, it's a great night to take your family out. So we appreciate Wylo, what they did for our pace setters. They came in really strong this year. So we appreciate Wylo as well.
Well, we appreciate you too. And I think the next time we are going to have you in is the 27th, which is what, next Monday? I think next Tuesday.
Okay.
So on that day, we're going to actually have Tristan. And she called us the other day. She was telling us all about some of their stuff. And so we're going to have Tristan. And when she calls next Tuesday or comes in, she's going to be talking about the processes of the United Way and also about the critical needs that we have in the community and the big golf event, which is going to be here before we know it, October 1st. Yeah. While I have you, if there's someone out there who wants to golf, how do we get a hold of someone to get
registered?
Yeah, the
golf outing is very simple. Okay. It's not a golf outing, so to speak. It's just a golf event.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody goes and plays golf on that day, they're actually going to give $5 of that fee that day to United Way. So if you have some teams you want to go out and play that Saturday, I mean, it's just playing. And while you're playing, then it actually makes the donation
for
to United Way.
Cause, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for coming in, both of you. Chris and Anita, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the program. Melissa, I'll see you tomorrow, too.
Yeah,
all
definitely.
Right. And thanks for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Caps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, and Clinton County Daily News. We'll be back for the finally Friday edition of Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.